Hello, listeners. Welcome to episode 415 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode, powered by AfriVet. Now, before I get into the details of this episode, did you hear the news? A Farmers Inside Track podcast has emerged victorious at the Digital Media Awards worldwide, claiming the top prize in the best podcast category. Yep, it's official. The world's best podcast is produced by Food for Mzansi. What a wow. And of course, thank you to all our listeners across the world who tune in every week to listen to our episodes and hopefully draw inspiration from it. Of course, you know, none of this would have been possible without you. So keep on listening and be inspired. Right, back to the business of the day. Winter is here, and during these months, farmers often wonder about the impact of parasites on their livestock. Now, in this episode, we delve into the critical questions surrounding parasite management during the colder months. Is it safe to assume that parasites are not a problem for our livestock over the winter? And what specific parasites should be on our radar during this time of the year? Dr. Garen Shacklock, Laboratory Manager at Howick for AfriVet Technical and Training Services, joins us to explore the answers to these questions and more. We'll discuss the key parasites that pose a threat during winter, signs farmers should be on the lookout for, and effective strategies for treating both internal and external parasites as the temperatures drop. Dr. Garen, thank you so much for joining us on Farmers Inside Track.
Hi, Duncan. Thanks for having me. It's great to chat to you again.
Now, of course, as per my introduction, we're talking about treating livestock parasites in winter, a very important conversation. You know, when we approach this conversation, where do we start, Dr. Garen?
A lot of our farmers wait with anticipation for the first frost to come to bring them some relief from the parasites that we have to deal with during our summer months. But I'd like to remind our livestock farmers that winter does not mean no parasites. It might mean a reduction in parasites, but it's still something that has to remain present in our minds as we go through the colder months.
Is it safe to assume that parasites are not a problem for our livestock over the winter months? Would that be accurate?
Duncan, that's not a safe assumption to make. It is true that parasites are generally less active in our colder winter months, and many parasites lie dormant or overwinter during the colder months. So as the temperatures drop, parasites are definitely less visible. We don't see as many engorged ticks on our cattle and sheep, and the dry frosted pastures in our summer rainfall areas definitely suggest that there'll be fewer worms in our pastures, therefore fewer worms in our animals. However, we need to remember that there are parts of our country that have winter rainfall, so down in the Western Cape, internal parasites are still a problem in that part of the country. And then there are large parts of our country that are quite mild over winter, and the temperatures don't drop to a point where parasites are completely inactive. So while we see fewer and we might need to treat less, there are certainly still parasites present on the pastures and inside our livestock hosts.
What would you say, what parasites are problematic at this time of the year specifically?
Let's start with external parasites, Duncan. So as I mentioned before, ticks are less active as the temperature drops. So we're not going to see as many large engorged visible ticks on our cattle at this time of year, which is great relief. It's been quite a tough summer from our tick and tick-borne diseases point of view. But that doesn't mean there aren't any ticks present on cattle over winter. They are most likely the immature stages that we won't see. Although they're not reproducing and feeding, they're still there, ready for that first warm, wet flush of springtime to continue their cycle. So although we don't see them, they're there. Also, the colder winter months are more favorable for mites than lice. So we might see sheep scab or itch mite in sheep and goats. So farmers need to be aware of that. So as far as our internal parasites go, let's remember that the Western Cape that has winter rainfall, there's still some very problematic worms in that area that can plague sheep in particular, but also cattle. So the brown stomach worm and even the bankrupt worm can cause a problem down there. And wireworm, which is generally a problem in northern parts of the country, can be a problem for sheep flocks down in the winter rainfall area. And then also in the parts of the country that don't get so cold, worms can certainly withstand cooler temperatures and still pose a problem in our sheep and cattle. And then flukes. Liver and conical fluke are a problem at this time of year. As the ambient temperature drops to below 10 degrees, the intermediate host for the fluke, which is a snail, becomes inactive. And the flukes that get picked up by the cattle then mature inside the cattle host and then the sheep host and can cause a problem during the winter months. And then as we head into spring, those animals will start on a very poor footing with existing fluke burdens.
Now, farmers, of course, have a lot to take into consideration when it comes to running their livestock business and livestock farm. But what should farmers be on the lookout for when it comes to livestock parasites in winter?
Yeah, that's a good question, Duncan. While our farmers are trying to keep their animals fed during these trying months, they need to be on the lookout for signs of parasite burden. Obvious signs like weight loss, a reduction in appetite, diarrhea, and even anemia and bottle jaw would be good indications of internal parasite burdens. And then external parasites like mites and lice can cause itching, hair loss, even redness and wounds on the skin. And then production losses overall might give farmers a reason to investigate parasites. It's obviously important for farmers to stay in touch with their vets or animal healthcare workers and ask for help in diagnosing a problem if they suspect a problem. And fortunately, parasites are relatively easy to diagnose. A dung sample can be sent to the lab and parasite eggs can be noted. And then a skin scrape can be done by a veterinarian to diagnose mites or lice.
How and when should we treat for internal and external parasites as the winter approaches?
Duncan, I think something really important for our farmers to remember is that dosing for parasites strategically throughout the year is far better than trying to do damage control when the problem gets out of hand. So hopefully our farmers have been following a good dipping and dosing protocol throughout the difficult summer months so that they're not left with a problem to deal with as we go into winter. However, there are certain parasites that should be addressed as we go into the winter months so that they aren't a problem when the warm spring flush starts. So flukes are parasites that can cause a problem during winter and should be dealt with now at this time of year as the temperature drops. So about 2 weeks after the temperature has dropped to around 10 degrees is a good time for farmers to dose for flukes. Using a product that contains triclobendazole will kill any mature and immature flukes in the host animal, so cattle or sheep, and see them through the winter time so that they start spring without a heavy burden. And then our winter rainfall areas, treating for roundworms strategically during the course of the winter months is really important. Monitoring clinical signs in particularly sheep in those areas is really important, and dosing strategically if they show signs of anemia or weight loss or bottle jaw. And then obviously keeping an eye on our wooled animals for itch mites and lice and dosing accordingly when necessary.
Dr. Karen, what other factors play a role in the health and well-being of our livestock animals at this time of the year?
Our winter months are notoriously hard on our animals from a nutrition point of view, and low nutrition usually means poor immunity, which then means that our animals aren't able to fend off or withstand parasite burdens as well. So immunity and good nutrition plays a really, really important role at this time of year, ensuring that animals have enough protein, that they have access to good quality roughage and supplements, minerals and vitamin supplements to keep their immune system strong and thriving during the winter months so that when they head back into spring and summer, they're able to withstand parasite burdens as they come.
Thanks, Dr. Karen Shacklock, Laboratory Manager at Howick for AfriVet Technical and Training Services. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.feedformzanzi.co.za. Again, that's a wrap for me. Join me again next time. And remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzanzi so much. they're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.